This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Members of Congress are calling for an investigation into reports that a Russian military intelligence unit offered bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. President Donald Trump said on Sunday he was not briefed on those reports because U.S. intelligence officials did not deem them credible. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called on CIA Director Gina Haspel and Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe to give the full 435-member House of Representatives a briefing on the issue, which was first reported in the New York Times and later in the Washington Post. Pelosi said Congress needs to know what the intelligence community knows about this significant threat to American troops and our allies and what options are available to hold Russia accountable. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, an ally of the president, said he expects the Trump administration to take such allegations seriously. The New York Times was the first to report that the U.S. intelligence officials had concluded months ago that the Russian unit had carried out the mission in Afghanistan last year and that the president had been briefed about it in late March. The Russian unit has been linked to assassination attempts and covert operations in Europe aimed at destabilizing the West. The UN humanitarian chief appealed to the Security Council Monday to extend authorization for aid to continue entering Syria through Turkey, rather, and to reinstate a closed border crossing from Iraq, crucial to delivering medical supplies as the country faces COVID-19. Mark Lowcock told a virtual meeting of the council that the authorization provides a lifeline for millions of Syrians who can be reached by no other means. That authorization will expire on July 10th. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Iran has issued an arrest warrant for U.S. President Donald Trump, whom the Islamic Republic accuses of being involved in a January drone strike that killed a top Iranian commander. Interpol noted in a statement that its constitution barred it from any intervention or activities of a political, military, religious, or racial character, and further, the organization added Interpol would not consider requests of this nature. The warrant for charges of murder and terrorism was announced Monday by a Tehran prosecutor. The U.S. Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, dismissed the warrant during a news conference in Saudi Arabia. He called it a propaganda stunt that had nothing to do with national security or international peace. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday pledged nearly $17 billion in new funding for environmental programs one day after his party was soundly defeated in local elections across France. At a news conference with Citizens Climate Council in Paris, Macron said he would move faster on environment-friendly policymaking and that he was ready to call a referendum on revising the Constitution to include climate aims if Parliament allows it. Macron was responding to the Climate Council's environmental propositions after France's Green Party won control in Sunday's elections of large cities including Lyon, Bordeaux, and Strasbourg, often in alliance with leftist allies. The Greens' victories in towns and cities put Macron under pressure to act on the environment. His ruling party emerged from Sunday's elections without a single victory in a big city. That's an outcome that leaves the president without a local power base as he eyes a re-election bid in 2022. Hundreds of people gathered in Taiwan's capital on Sunday to participate in one of the few LGBTQ pride events held around the world. The event in Taipei was staged in honor of the many cities who've been forced to cancel their LGBTQ celebrations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office in Gabon says a large majority of the Senate voted Monday to decriminalize homosexuality, paving the way for the country to become one of the few in Africa to reverse an earlier ban on same-sex relationships. A presidential spokesman told Reuters the law was adopted with a large majority of 59 votes. He added the bill would be ratified by the president. And the U.S. Supreme Court Monday defended abortion rights by striking down a Louisiana law placing restrictions on doctors who perform the procedure, dealing a blow to anti-abortion advocates. The 5-4 ruling had conservative Chief Justice John Roberts joining the 4 liberal justices in the majority. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.